Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, previewing the cattle on feed and cattle inventory reports. We're back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated.
Ooh.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100-CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100-CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100-CA1.
A pair of cattle industry reports will be released on Friday afternoon by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the monthly cattle on feed report, and the twice-a-year cattle inventory report. Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel with us today. Darrell, what are your thoughts about getting maybe a little bit more, I guess, normal when it comes to this month's cattle on feed report?
Well, that's one of the challenges that we're still trying to figure out, kind of all the dynamics and the ripple effects of everything we've been through. I think the general expectations are for placements to be up a little bit. Marketing's pretty close to last year. So I think we're slowly getting this cattle on feed situation a little bit more back to normal. But of course, we know that we've still got a lot of cattle on feed that are delayed in marketing. And so that's one of the challenges. We'll calculate those longer term placements, cattle that have been on feed over 120 days or over 150 days, to try to gauge where we're at on that process.
I guess what the backlog is still, what, several hundred thousand?
Probably so. You get different estimates. I think we're beginning to chip away at that backlog, but that's a relatively slow process when you think about the number of cattle that would have been coming anyway, and then you add to it these cattle that got delayed, particularly in April and May, and we're still trying to work through those. So now the other side of it is, if you go back and look from January through May, the total amount of placements that we did this year was down about 1 million head from a year ago. So, if you start with January, it's July now, we should be kind of getting into some of that. Now, the big hole was in March and April in terms of placements. And so, but the point is, from this point forward, we should start to see a little bit less new cattle, if you will, coming through the system, and that should give us a better opportunity to get ahead a little bit on these delayed cattle that we're still trying to work through.
What are your thoughts regarding that mid-year cattle inventory report?
Kind of the same thing. There's a lot of uncertainty about exactly what the numbers will be. And frankly, there's a fair amount of uncertainty on how we're going to interpret these numbers. They could be a little bit different because of some of the dynamics that we've had. So, because we have these delays in cattle in the feedlot, we could very well see an all cattle and calves inventory number that's actually up slightly from last year. At the same time, we're likely to see that the cow herd, at least the beef cow herd, is probably down a little bit, continuing kind of the slow liquidation that was in place in January. We think that'll probably continue. The heifer retention number, again, is a little bit hard to anticipate given all the dynamics we've been in. But we're gonna watch this report, and then we're gonna work hard to try to figure out kind of what it tells us. In the cattle on feed report, we'll also get a steer and heifer breakdown this time, and that may help us try to assess some of this as well.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Darrell Peel. Now, one more note on the cattle inventory report. On the K-State Radio Network this week, Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center said that these are not normal times, and that might mask what the report is telling us regarding beef cow numbers.
So normally we would say if beef cow slaughter is up, we probably would see a significant reduction in the number of beef cows. When I look at what slaughter did compared to a year ago, those changes were probably pretty similar. And so I am expecting the beef cow herd to be slightly smaller than a year ago, but some of that might just be timing, in the sense that, yes, we're probably still contracting, but we might see more further liquidation in the second half of the year simply because of those closures. Drought is probably going to be a factor. And so the July 1 number could be hiding some of that, if you will.
Cattle inventory and cattle on feed both out Friday afternoon. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st. 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.